Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all the shirts all sparkly, spanking clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Candles, music, wine, and then lube up and get on top.
The glory hole's like a dick theater. I imagine you're going to do
it. Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another week of By the By.
Hello.
One of us has a lot more energy than the other one.
I'm sleepy.
You shouldn't be sleepy.
I was up early for Bradford.
Uh-huh. I was up earlier than you.
Yeah, but that's normal for Angela.
Fair enough. Okay. All right.
Normally, I get out of bed at like 8:45.
That's true.
8:50.
Yeah.
So I can be at work by 9.
Uh-huh.
Hashtag working from home.
I was going to say, use the restroom, make your coffee.
Yeah, it's great.
And then in the quote unquote office by 9.
It's the couch. So we're up early this week because we've started filming our movie.
Yes. So there are several of our listeners who have contributed to said film, which was really amazing. And
thank you very
much. It is actually in the works.
Yeah.
We're doing filming.
Started filming this morning, did all our setup and rehearsal yesterday. Filming today, tomorrow, and then the next day.
Yeah, it's super exciting. It's great to see it come to life. And it's just so amazing to see, see it with professional actors doing it.
Rather than us four schmucks sitting around a table reading while drinking beers.
Yeah,
it is actually amazing to see talent actually say the words.
Yeah.
I was amazed today because, so today we had three of our actors on the couch, and in that room, I counted a total of 16 people. I think that I often forget just how many gears there are working behind the scenes when you're making a film.
Oh, there's so much involved.
It's
so
crazy.
So much. But it's exciting to see it. And
yeah.
And it's really exciting that it's actually happening. It's coming to life.
Yeah. And like the big dork that I am, the first time I heard the actors go through it, I got a little emotional.
You did. You started to cry.
It's like, oh my God. I get so excited. It's like a excited emotional. It's emocited.
Ex-motional?
Ex-motional.
Yeah.
That sounds weird.
A little bit.
It's kind of crazy to still hear those words being said and go like, I wrote those words.
Yeah.
Why are you saying my words? It is funny because I'm still of the mindset. I was like, there's a couple of jokes that when they land, I still laugh.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like that seems really conceited to laugh at your own jokes.
Well, it's also really hard when you're on set and supposed to be quiet to not laugh. Like, okay, can't laugh. Not going to laugh at this one.
Play it cool. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if anybody who is on set listens to this podcast,
Probably not.
Thank you so much for all your hard work and efforts that's going into this.
Yeah.
And for you out there listening in podcast land, stay tuned. You'll know as soon as we know when it's going to be released.
Yep.
And where.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
So what else happened this weekend?
Let's see. I guess there was a pendulum.
Yes, there was.
Like 14, 15.
16, 17. I think we're higher up.
Are we?
But I don't know. I'll have to go back and look.
Pendulum sumpteenth. It's a number that's less than 20, but more than 12.
That's very true.
Sumpteen. So, yeah, that was Friday night, and it was kind of amazing. There were, like, so many sexy people there.
Oh, my God. It was such a sexy crowd.
And, there was a few people that, like, I was like, I don't know you. But I would like to, but I also have to get up at 6 a.m. tomorrow, so I don't think that I will. It was, admittedly, for Angela and I, it was kind of I'm not going to say a boring night. It was a sedate night.
Yes.
Because it was anything but boring.
Yeah. Yeah. It was an early night for us. So we definitely did we were out of there by probably 12:30, maybe 12:15, 12:30, because we knew we had to get up super early the next day. But because of that, we did not go upstairs and play. And I also think a bit of headspace as well.
Yeah.
But we ended up downstairs in the dungeon.
Yes.
And it was so much fun because the gentleman came down with us.
Well, it was one of those things that it wasn't just it was like a mob of people came down with us.
No, no, no.
We were standing near the pool table and chatting, and it was really loud because, Lawrence, I love you, buddy, but the music, God damn it, dude.
There were also a lot of people by that point.
There were a lot of
people. So you've got music and people talking.
Yeah. So we were like, okay, we're going to go downstairs. It's typically quieter. The music is almost nothing downstairs. Mm-hmm. And normally there's nobody down there. Yeah. Maybe one or two couples, I should say, that are just trying to get away. And when we went down there, there was one other couple, but I think we brought 12 people down.
Yes, but once we got down there, the gentleman was like, we were kind of a bit chatting and figuring out what we're going to do. And then the gentleman looked over and he was like, I want to try that chair. And he points to the CBT chair.
Not cognitive behavioral therapy.
No, we did not do cognitive behavioral therapy at Pendulum.
But man, I could have used it. No, we did cock and ball torture.
Yeah, and that was an interesting one because I hadn't really planned on it, so I didn't really bring anything implement wise to do that. And so it was more just trying to use what I had at my disposal, which was me. And also within, you know, the realms of what we could do there at the club as well. And so it was just kind of playing with him, teasing him, getting started. And then I looked over and you kind of had this look on your face.
Well, like, wait, you are jumping. You're skipping.
Am I?
You're skipping something that is so very pertinent to this story.
What is that?
And I guarantee you our listeners who were there are screaming at you saying you're forgetting.
Oh, I know now.
Very important detail.
Yes, yes, please tell.
So the cock and ball, the torture chair is in the corner, surrounded by cement. Mm-hmm. And in the middle of the room is this nice big rug. Mm-hmm. And the gentleman was kind enough to not want you kneeling on the cement. Uh-huh. But rather than extract his genitalia from the hole in the bottom of
this chair.
He was
not allowed to. I wouldn't let him.
Oh, I didn't get that part. Okay, I didn't catch that part. I thought that he was like just fucking lazy. Which
is why
I don't think anybody else thought that. I think everybody just thought that was his lazy way of doing it. He literally stood up because this chair, how do I describe this? It's like a 2x4.5.
Yeah, it's basically an L-shaped chair. So you have the vertical part of the L is just a piece of wood. And there's a little bit where you can, I guess it's got a bit of a T up the top. Where
I was
you
just
can...
going to say, it's got a T at the top. You know, so it's an L with a T and a couple of S's.
I thought you were going to say a B, a BLT.
Oh, my God.
No, but it's an L-shaped chair. But at the top of the L, there is a bit of a T. So you can have yourself have someone handcuffed to it. We did not have him handcuffed to it.
No.
But I did tell him he could not take his hands off of there.
Okay, so it sort of looks like a rocking horse without the rocker.
Yeah, a very thin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he gets up holding the T at the top with his junk hanging out the hole at the bottom and kind of, there's no good way to walk. So he lightly gallops.
It was like he was riding a horse.
But he did it across the room in front of everybody. And literally, like the... typical gentleman at the swingers club. The crowd goes wild. Like, that's just one of the things I absolutely love about him is he is so well appreciated by everybody. And it's just, it's partly personality. It's partly just his sex appeal. And it's partly just, he just fucking doesn't care. He'll do it. Mm-hmm. Angela tells him to do something. He's like, ma'am, yes, ma'am. So there he goes, galloping across the bottom of the dungeon with this cock and ball torture chair as a cock ring.
It really did look like he was riding a rocking horse across the room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sort of.
In a really dark, demented way. Yeah, it really was. It brought me great joy. Mm-hmm. And it brought a lot of people great joy.
It was pretty funny.
There was a lot of giggling. There was a number of people down in this area that we've spoken about on the podcast mm-hmm. and are friends of the podcast, and we love them. And it was just kind of nice to have this group watch the gentleman. Oh, my God. Yeah. So then he.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. So you were forgetting that. That's
yes,
important.
Yes. That was very important. Sorry, I did forget that.
That's literally one of my favorite parts of the story. So please continue with the, you looked over and you saw me.
I did.
I saw me stand in there. Or you saw me stand. Anyway.
Yeah. So I saw you kind of looking at him. And at that point, I was thinking about leaving the cock alone for a bit and going.
So unlike you.
But going, and I had brought a couple of paddles, flogger, some little things, not really a lot because I didn't know what to expect from the night, but I wanted to have a variety of implements just in case something happened down there.
Yeah.
And so I brought a few things with us, and I thought, well, I'm going to leave his cock alone for a minute, and I'm going to go up, and he does like to have his shoulders flogged and paddled and whatnot, and so I thought, okay, maybe I'll go up there and I'll focus on that for a bit. I'll focus on his upper back. But then I looked over and I saw this look on your face and I was like, how dommy are you feeling?
Which is really funny because honestly, I knew going into Pendulum that I probably wasn't going to play. Mm-hmm. I wasn't in the real headspace for it. And what I think is really interesting about this is Leo came with us. The gentleman was there. The three fellas, we were all kind of in the very similar headspace where none of us wanted to play. We were going to try to lift our spirits kind
right,
of thing.
Right.
And the gentleman gets in the CBD chair and watching him, I was kind of like, grr. Yeah. But not like grr, but like grr. See the difference?
Yeah.
There's
a
difference. Yeah. And you asked that and I was like, which I think drew some laughter. I was like, I could dom.
Yeah.
He was like, wait, did you just say you could dom? Yes, shut up. But yeah, so I came over and at this point I had already brought you your tote bag with all your kit. Mm. I came over and started kind of.
So you took over the upper back area.
Yeah.
And you flogged him a bit there and.
Yeah. And it was really great because I started just flogging his back and that was nice. And what I found was, for me, I do love the performative aspect of impact play. Mm-hmm. There's something really fun because I think a lot of people, it's something a lot of people are curious about. They don't know the way necessarily to that they want to do it or that they want to experience it, I should say. But people like to watch it. It's a fun show. Mm-hmm. And with the gentleman and knowing his limits and what you can do, it's even better because then you've kind of got, you know, it's almost this sounds horrible, I think, to say it, maybe it doesn't. It's almost a paint by number kind of thing. We've played with him enough. I know what to do to tick his buttons and tick his boxes, I guess. So it's kind of fun to do it. And I know what will get a response. Mm-hmm. And I know what, you know, we know what people like to see. And so I was doing that a bit to start with.
And there were a lot of people down there. It felt like there were a lot of people down there.
Yeah, there were. At that point, I took a quick break to count and I counted 20, but I didn't count anybody behind me.
Right.
That was, for that space, kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And there were people that were coming and going. I think there were people that were interested in seeing it and people that were just like, not for me.
Yeah.
Which is, okay, know your limits. But yeah, it was at that point, it was really kind of me warming up. Mm-hmm. And I think when it finally switched in my head, I think I looked at Leo. I don't know. I looked at somebody. I said, go get me a glass of ice or a cup of ice.
Yes, you did. Yes.
And that for me was, even saying it was kind of weird to ask somebody else to do something. Mm-hmm. Like, cool.
I can do this.
Maybe I am a dom. a top. Maybe I am a top. I'm not.
Switch.
Yeah, maybe.
At times you're a top.
That was a lot of fun. So he stayed on that for quite a while. You used a lot of your nails.
Mm-hmm. I also used the ice on the cock a bit.
Yeah. And then you fed him the ice that was hilarious. Because you were like, do you want a drink? Said, yes. And you took it and put it in his mouth. And then immediately went, that was on the tip of your cock. And everybody cracked up because it's funny.
Well, I mean, come on. Let's be honest. If that was the tip of his cock, he would have been ecstatic that he could taste it. No different.
Touche.
It's no different.
But yeah, it was interesting. And at some point, I think we switched. You were working on his back and I was down going down on him. And it was funny because one of his testicles was almost through, through the hole, and the other one was coming through as well. And all I could imagine was calling 911 and taking him to the hospital or whatever and having that thing cut through the CBT chair and just listening to Lawrence complain about how we destroyed his chair in a kind-hearted, loving way. But I put two fingers on his testicle and just went, and pushed it back in. The look on his face, because I don't think it was very pleasurable. I was like, I saved your testicle. You're welcome. That was great. Yeah, but then he wanted a break, mm-hmm. which lasted all of 40 seconds.
I would have said maybe a minute or two.
Yeah. And then I said, hey, do you want to get on the St. Andrew's Cross? Mm-hmm. And his response was, yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah, I don't think he was done yet.
No. Yeah. And so we put him up there, or actually I put him up there.
Yeah.
I almost got foghorn leghorn there.
You were having so
much.
You were having so much fun that I was like, all right, I like watching this. I'm just going to sit back and watch for a minute.
It was so enjoyable. Put him on the St. Andrew's Cross. There was a new couple that we had never met seated. So to give people a little bit of lay of the land, the St. Andrew Cross is, you come down the stairs of the club and it's at the very far back, and the St. Andrew's Cross is at the very far back, and behind, just behind it, the terminus is a nice ivory sofa. It is just in reach of somebody who's flogging. So you have to be very conscious of where you're flogging and how you're hitting, mm-hmm. so that you don't smack the people sitting on the sofa in the face. And this lovely couple, they didn't move, which I really respected. And they trusted me I wasn't going to smack them.
And he was sitting in the center of the lounge, and she was kind of laid out against, like, from one corner with her legs over him.
Yeah.
She looked quite comfortable. They both looked quite comfortable. And I probably would not have moved if I were them either.
It was just, they were in perfect space.
Oh, they were. Great view from there.
So the gentleman's naked. I took my shirt off, but still had my jeans on. And I'm pretty sure I took my shirt off because I was really hot. Yeah, I know I did, because it was skin-to-skin contact.
Yeah, you are.
Thanks. And so, yeah, I just proceeded to kind of wail on him. It was great. And
yeah, you used the flogger that we have that's made of elk
skin. Yeah. Oh my God, I love that. And at one point, I switched it out without him knowing for the rabbit flogger.
The bunny flogger,
the bunny flogger.
Yeah.
And I literally took an absolute full swing as hard as I possibly could and hit him. And the great thing about that flogger is it doesn't feel like anything. Mm-mm. But man, did he flinch, because he could tell that I was doing a full swing. It was great.
And he was expecting something different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hit him with that, and then immediately, you know, draping it over him. And then, again, it's one of those things of about knowing your partners and their limits. I started pushing myself up against him, skin to skin contact, and then I would bite him mm-hmm. just under the armpit. So I don't know what this muscle is, but if you go to your armpit.
And like the trapezius in the back.
Okay, yeah, down at the very bottom of that, where it's like, it's just a little muscly fatty right down there. I would bite him there. He would start giggling. And then once I got him giggling, then I would flog him, and he couldn't stop giggling.
I was trying to, now that you mentioned him giggling, there was something we were doing to him on the CBT chair that had him absolutely cackling.
See, I don't remember that one.
Yeah, there was something, it might have been after the ice came out, but there was something where he was doing that cackle, almost like when we do electro play, where it's that, it hurts so good, it feels good, and he just can't help but cackle. And he was doing that on the CBT chair, and I forget what brought it on, but it must have been... It might have been you in combination with me.
Maybe.
I feel like it was after the ice came out, okay. But I could be wrong.
Well, I do remember the biggest response I got from the people watching is when I pulled out the flogger with the metal handle and I acted like I was going to hit him with it, but then I laid the ice cold metal handle on his back and he just freaked. And then you get that wonderful giggle from everybody because it's that, it is, again, being performative, it's the... That release of tension. Mm-hmm. They expect one thing, mm-hmm. you give them something else. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. We've talked about this before. off air, which is Tyler Perry talks about how horror and comedy are exactly the same. The setup is the same. It's the resolution that's different. And that was a perfect example of that, that horror of, oh my God, he's going to wail on him with this now. And instead you lay the cold on him and it's like, it's something different and he still reacts. It's funny. So we're on the St. or he's on the St. Andrew's Cross and I'm getting giggling and laughing. Yeah. I mean, it was, what was that face?
You just gave me an idea.
Oh, ooh, do tell.
No.
Is this for me or him?
Yes.
Oh, and he listens, so you don't want him to know.
Uh-huh. Ooh. But I need to write this down, so next time or sometime soon we're together, we can do this.
I love it. I feel like this needs a...
There'll be a follow-up, don't worry.
So, yeah, and then... Admittedly, I don't know how long it went on. It felt like it went on forever, but finally I came up to him and I was like, do you need a break? And he was like, yes. And so I said, are you done? He's like, yes. So yeah, it was, I feel kind of bad because I don't feel like I gave him the aftercare he deserved because in, like, I tend to have a rule that I don't like to drink before I wail on somebody. But I felt really clear, even having had drank some, because coming into this, I started this story with this predication, which is I didn't expect to play with anybody. So I wanted to get drunk. My goal was kind of, I want to get tipsy. I don't want to get drunk wasted, but I want to be tipsy.
Yeah.
And so I had already started going down that road when this started happening. And I was like, okay, cool. So I stopped. I didn't drink. I don't think maybe a sip or two during all of this. I ate a couple of pieces of ice because it's like,
they were there.
I'm getting warm. But yeah, it was great. And talking to Leo and a couple of other folks that I've heard, they both have commented on my focus and how, like, you were very good, very focused, and it was really sexy. And I'm like, maybe I should do this more often. So yeah, I think that maybe I am a switch, like a full switch.
Yeah.
So there you go. I'm happy to top people now.
Yeah, so that was basically our pendulum there. Because we went upstairs afterwards and chatted with people for a little bit longer, but then it was shortly after that we left.
Yeah.
And then I'm pretty sure that the gentleman was whisked away to the upstairs.
To Playland. To the upstairs. Uh-huh. Yeah. Last I heard, he and another fellow friend of ours was buried under a pile of ladies.
And I'm not surprised.
Shocker.
Lucky them.
Fucking shocker. So it was really good. It's... I will just add a postscript to this. As we were leaving, we went and got dressed and we were going upstairs from the dungeon and there was a couple sitting that we were leaving them. They were the last couple down there. And basically it was a parting. Hey, how you doing? Which I hate doing that, but
I think you asked them, were they having a good time or something? Because they were down there by themselves, and sometimes we need that just to get away. And I think you were just kind of doing a quick check in.
Is everything okay?
Yeah.
And then they were like, "Oh yeah, we're good." I'm pretty sure that they said they were first timers, but then they were like, "And we love your podcast." And it's like, it's still to me is such a shock and a delightful surprise when somebody will say that without having us spoken to them at all. And they recognize us as podcasters. Yeah. It's still a surprise to me. Part of me is still like, why? Why do you listen? And I'm also, glad you do, but
also yay. There may not have been a chance to beforehand, but if anything, come up and say hi a little bit earlier.
Oh yeah. Always feel free but to come
probably,
up and say
there
hi
may not have been a chance to, cause you know, vlogging and stuff.
I was really focused on the gentleman. But always feel free to come up and say, hey there, how you going?
Yeah, absolutely.
We love that. But yeah. It was a good time.
It was a good night, and it looked like everybody was, at least all the people we saw, were having fun, and it seemed like a really good crowd. Admittedly, I never, ever even made it up to the playrooms to see what was going on, except that I know that there were a lot of people up there, so it had to have been at least entertaining on some level.
There were a lot of people there. The club was very busy.
Yes.
Which is delightful. But yeah, it was very, very busy. Great pendulum party. We look forward to the next one, which should be in March.
Yes.
We'll get the dates here soon. Angela's looking.
Hold on.
Is it on Our Secret Spots website already?
I have March 19th in my calendar.
Ooh, there you go.
So we will verify and then let everyone know, but I have March 19th down currently.
That is literally just around the corner. I know. March 19th, be there or be unsatisfied. One quick shout out to our sponsor.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Answer? Altplayground.net. They are the, in my opinion, the best, fastest-growing adult website for meeting friends that are like you. So one of the things that we love about them is all of the gender options and sexuality options. You can find yourself represented in their drop-down boxes. And so you can very well present yourself and find other people that you want to match with and pair with and make friends with and make sexy friends with. And, you know, they've got the video chat. So, you know, it's still COVID times. You can have those sexy chats from a very COVID safe place in your house, and you don't have to wear a mask in your house unless that's just kind of your thing. I'm not going to judge your thing. It could be your thing. I don't know. But definitely go to altplayground.net. And when you go there, check out their big wall and tell them Bradford and Angela sent you. If you need a new toy.
Always.
To like stick in you or have stuck in you or
stick in your partner.
Or stick in your partner or have stuck in by your partner. I don't know. There's a lot of things you can do.
Some of them are external play as well.
There's a lot of wonderful toys at adamandeve.com. Mm-hmm. And if you go to adamandeve.com and put something in your box, I love saying that, your cart. I know it's your it's your cart, but it's funnier to say box. Anyway, if you go there and stick something in your cart and use the checkout code,
by the by,
you will get
50% off of one item.
And?
Free shipping.
And?
Videos on demand.
And?
More little toys and things and stuff.
That's right. I love just putting her on the spot. I like touching your spot with my brain.
I know you do.
And when
there
I can't.
There was a finger involved.
There was a finger involved. And when I can't touch your spot with my finger or my brain, I go to adamandeve.com. I find something that I can touch your spots with.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, so make sure when you go to adamandeve.com that you use checkout code by the by and yeah, get something to turn yourself on.
Or turn your partner on.
Yeah.
So do you know what we got in the mail?
Bills.
Oh. Okay. Besides bills. Other than bills.
Is it those stupid little cards that the real estate companies put in to say how much our apartment's worth, even though we don't fucking own it, you dumb cunts?
Uh-huh. And look at what's been sold in the neighborhood recently and all that shit.
I hate those things.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't really care about that shit.
No, we don't. But I'm assuming you don't mean that either.
No, I don't mean that either.
Please do tell.
We got a copy of Swing Fessions.
Ooh, yes.
The Swinger comic book.
We did.
So this is something that, for anybody out there who does not know, check them out. It is done by Jane and Jay. So they are on Twitter. They are at Swing Fessions. And basically, it's this couple that I think she's the one that does the comics, does like the drawings and stuff.
The artist, yeah.
Yeah, but basically, they started out, and I think she was doing the comics and the drawings of their relationship and of their swinging journey, basically. And it was how they started out. And it's all these situations they've gotten into, things that have happened to them, like all of this really, really exciting stuff. And they do a comic on Twitter, and then eventually they had enough to put together into a book.
Yes. It's really a great thing. It's imagine our podcast, but done in graphics. So definitely their Twitter account is fucking brilliant. And we had known about them for quite a while, but then, they messaged us after a recent podcast where we were talking about Angela and her dwarves, if she was as if Snow White, and there was just different dwarves like Thuddy and Stingy and all of the Floggers and Impact Feels. And so they reached out to us and asked if they could do a comic about Angela and her
based on that,
and her dwarves. And it was great. I love it. I kind of want it on a t-shirt.
Yeah. But
So they sent us a book, and it's, oh my God, it's so, it's very clever, very, I like the drawing style. It might not be for everybody, but it is for me. It's got this easy, free doodle feel, but it still gets across exactly what you hope it will. And it's not, I mean, it's not safe for work, but it's not like so graphic.
Yeah.
But they're, I think my absolute favorite, other than the one that, of course, Angela stars in, is the dick pic one. The dick pic one is really funny, and it's so accurate.
And it's good because it follows them on their journey a bit and situations that they've been in. And some of them are good and some of them are bad, but I would say most of them, if you're pretty well into your journey, you can relate to.
Yes.
And if you're just starting out, then follow your journey with theirs and see how it lines up.
You might have something you can learn from.
Yeah.
So definitely. I really enjoyed reading it.
So. Oh, it's so good. And I can't wait till they have enough for a second book.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And just to remind you again, the title is Swing Fashion's Swinger Comic, The Book. And if you want to get your dirty, sexy mitts on one, look, they sent us two.
They did.
They were kind enough to send us two. And they're both autographed. Mm-hmm. We have their autograph.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to give away one of our copies. I'm keeping the other copy. There's one copy is Bradford's copy. I'm just saying.
Yes.
Some of the pages still stick together. It's not my fault. I spelled a Coke. No, it does actually say.
No,
that.
Actually. Yeah. It's
anyway, if you want to get your hands on one of ours, what we're going to do is all of our Patreon supporters, we're going to put your name in a box, draw it out.
Not my box.
Not Angela's box. We could do index cards and shove them up inside your box.
I mean, we could do that.
And then we'll send the card with it, and it might smell like you.
Uh-huh.
I'm kidding. We're not going to do
that.
I'm
not sure who would actually want that, but maybe somebody would.
There's people out there. All I can think of a few people on our Discord chat that might be like, I want to get my hands on that. Mm. So we will take all of our Patreon supporters. We're going to throw them in a bucket, in a box. Not like the real people, but your names. We'll draw one out, and then we'll send it off to you.
I don't know. If we were to do the real people, we'd have to get them all in one place, and that would be a fucking sexy crowd.
That sounds nice.
Yeah.
I like that. Let's do that. But yes, again, thank you so much to Jane and Jay for sending us a couple of those all the way from the grand old US of A.
Yeah.
And we look forward to spreading the love, and I highly, highly, highly recommend going and following them on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be disappointed.
Nope. They are at Swing Fashions on Twitter. So definitely check them out. It's very entertaining.
Yes.
Yeah.
So as I recall, because I do occasionally check our inbox.
Occasionally.
It has been done. I recall us getting a message or four, a few emails of people that had some good questions that we wanted to dive in, dissect, and divulge information on.
We do. We have several questions. We'll see what we've got time for today.
Before we start,
uh-huh.
We next weekend.
Oh,
so
yes.
If you're listening to this right now,
like
this
right
coming
now,
weekend.
Right now.
Yeah, right now. This next weekend, we're going to record our first Drunk Sex Stories, which is where we read your sex stories after drinking. I know we're working on the name. We're workshopping the name. So we have Leo and the gentleman are coming over. I mean, if we can keep our pants on, we're going to read your sex stories after drinking a bottle of wine or two. And we're going to be kind of goofy, silly. Look, we're making fun, but it's all in good-hearted fun, and we're not out there to hurt anybody. But we're looking forward to reading your sex stories, reacting to your sex stories. That's going to be the fun part, really.
Yeah.
And if you want to get your story in now, I think we actually probably already have enough for two episodes. So we might go ahead and record two episodes. We would love to go ahead and get three. That'd be great. We just keep drinking, baby. Send your stories to stories@bytheby.com.au.
Yes. And they can be funny. They can be awkward. They can be weird. They can be different. They can be horrific. We'll take them all.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be long. It can be a short, quick something. That's completely fine.
Yeah. I'm really excited. It can be like a two-liner.
Yeah. 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 Just tell us what's happened to you.
Gonna
tell
have
us what
sex,
you've done.
Pooed instead.
Okay. Now that one, we need more detail. That one has to be more than two lines.
Hashtag blimpy. Yeah, it'll be great. So very much looking forward to that. Send your stories in now. But you can also send us questions, like not at that email address. We'll talk about that later. But you can also send us questions like this one that Angela is going to read right now.
Okay, so the first one we're going to go with is butt plugs.
Butt plugs!
I was waiting for a .com after that.
I wish. I'm sure there is a .com. I don't own it, probably. So I'm not going to sing. I'm not going to give them a free ad.
Okay, so this email comes from a listener who says that they are a very tactile person. So they really love touch. They love massage. All the good tactile things.
Yeah.
And they are becoming more and more interested in butt play on themselves.
Okay.
So it's a male.
Phrasing.
Nope, I was just looking. It's a male.
Okay. Male-bodied person.
Male-bodied person who is becoming interested in ass play.
Okay.
And their wife is not into this, but they support it to a degree. And so this person is asking how they can... Okay, now I'm going to read this one. How do I get past this feeling that it's going to disappear, never to be seen again? Oh, God. So they have played with an intro butt plug, so the B-Vibe Snug Plug 1,
yes.
Which is the little one.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, we like that one. So it's them by themselves, and they're afraid that this butt plug is going to just disappear.
Yeah.
Or any butt plug that they play with, anything that they put in their ass is just going to disappear.
Yes.
How do you get past that mentally? Because it's one thing to know that it has a flare, it's got a flange on it, it's not going to go, but how do you mentally convince yourself of that when you're just so terrified that I'm going to have to go to the hospital and explain why this thing is in my ass?
Sir, why is there a G.I. Joe in your ass? Because I said, go, Joe! There's like 10 people who will get that joke. One of them I'm friends with Facebook on, and every time I make a nerdy joke, he messaged me on Facebook. So I'm waiting to get this message from you, buddy. He's a very talented rigger. Anyway, so... I'm going to say three things, and then you can add two or...
I'm hoping you start with the really obvious first thing.
Always use something with a flare?
Yeah, never put anything in your ass that doesn't have a flare or a pull cord or a something, some way to get it out that cannot be sucked up.
Look, I was going to add to that, because the first thing I was going to say is never put anything in your anus that doesn't have a flare larger than itself.
Good point.
So I am not a fan of most of those dainty metal butt plugs that have like little gems or little smiley faces or whatnot, because their flare is usually the same diameter as the butt plug.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean that it won't vanish. Or will vanish, sorry. That doesn't mean that it will vanish inside of you, but let's imagine the fact that your anus has already expanded to that size. It wouldn't be too much to imagine that it could do it again.
It's unlikely, but it is possible, and how much of a risk are you willing to take?
So one of the things I really like about B-Vibe... Mm-hmm. So we've already talked about which one was it that they were using? The snug plug, yeah. So B-Vibe, their flares aren't round. They're
like ellipses?
Yeah, ellipses or just like big lines.
Yeah.
Big straight bars. Yeah. They're always huge and they're all almost comically huge. So that's good. And plus, with them being these kind of bars, they can be worn discreetly, which means that you can go ride the bus with them because they will go contour with the natural part of your ass.
Also, we're not sponsored by Be Vibe, but I will say that I really, really like their products.
Yes.
Just in general, they're good products. And also, they do provide a lot of educational resources for anal play.
They do. Their website's great. They are great.
Yeah.
Be Vibe, if you listen to us, please sponsor us. Anyway, we do own a lot of Be Vibe products.
Yeah.
So I would, that's the first thing I would say, is just make sure your flare is big. Be like me. Have lots of flare. And bigger than the diameter of whatever you're inserting. Two. I've already forgot the third one, but I'm going to stick that it might come back to me. But the second thing I would say is, if you are still nervous, I've done this before. Take a shoelace, tie it nice and snugly around the stem of whatever you're inserting. And then there you go. You've got it. So let's say the worst case scenario, and it does go up inside of you, you can fish it out. Might not be pleasant, but we'll get it out.
That's true.
Because you got a fishing hole. Like, you could add a fishing rod to it. It could be like a whole game. Maybe fishing's your kink. No? Okay.
I'm just picturing this. Sorry. No, continue on. Yeah.
Can you imagine being fucked by big mouth bass? Yeah. Think about that. I don't remember the third thing. So it must not have been important. But the very, very important things are, I guess those were the three things. One, don't put something in without a flare. Two, make sure that the flare is bigger than the diameter of whatever you're inserting. And three, if you're still concerned about it, tie something. A shoelace is a great thing. Now, I will say, shoelaces, depending on the shoelace, can be a little bit, they're going to suck up lube and they could irritate you.
Chafing.
So that, like, I don't see that as absolutely necessary, but if it makes you feel better, do it.
Or go for a satin ribbon.
Or a satin. Oh, my, look at you. Oh, plus it'd be pretty.
Yeah.
So look, though, there are other options, like anal beads are amazing. Most anal beads will have a nice long silicone. Also, I should say, use a silicone one instead of the ones with twine.
Yeah, yeah,
for string sure. Or whatever, because those things will always be uncomfortable. But there are some really nice silicone anal beads that have a nice, like they have a ring on the end. So you can actually hook your fingers on it or hook something on it.
Yeah. But okay. So we use a flared butt plug.
Yeah.
Maybe we've put something around it.
Yeah.
Ribbon, shoelace, etc. So we know it's not going anywhere. We know it's not going to get sucked up. Like logically, you know that. But.
Is there a pun there?
When you're. Yeah. But when you're starting, however, when you're starting. There's still that trepidation and there's still that uncertainty of what if I'm that one freak time kind of thing. How do you get past that? What do you do mentally? Like, do you have anything in like how you play, how you prepare, anything in that?
It's really funny because I'm thinking myself, and I'm sure at some point I felt that way. Like, oh my God, this is going to go in and I'm never going to be able to get it out and whatnot. And then at some point, I started trusting the way that the good toys are manufactured. And
so what you're also saying is
don't buy cheap shit.
Yeah.
Don't go to wish.com and buy your butt plugs. But so buy something with brand recognition, with a name that you either recognize or have heard us talk about, or hell, reach out to us and ask if we've ever heard about it. Mm-hmm. We've told you Be Vibe is a good brand to buy.
Yeah, they're good to start with because they also go from like really small all the way up. So yeah. They have a lot of variety in sizes.
I also think Fun Factory has some really nice butt toys. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to do a plug, do a prostate massager. Mm-hmm. They tend to have something so big on them, they either won't go in or they have something that is meant to massage your taint, so they can't go in. If you lose one of those, wow, you're going to be on the cover of like medical journals and you're going to be famous.
I also want to hear that. So please send it to stories@bytheby.com.au.
I want to drink and then read that story. I mean, look, jokes aside, it is at some point you just kind of have to learn to trust. It's sort of like that. Is every Uber safe? No, but neither is every car. Neither is every anything. Mm-hmm. So at some point you sort of just, you're going to learn to trust it, and you're going to recognize what your body wants. And that is something inserted in its anus.
Yes.
I'm talking for myself, not for you. But yeah, it is. I think those things, if you kind of follow along that general, those mm-hmm. general guidelines, you're going to end up with a happy butt.
So I'm also curious, because they say that, and there's not any more detail about this, so I don't know, I'm going to speculate a bit here. But this person says that their wife is not into it, but supports it to a degree. So my question, first of all, is what is that degree? Is it that they're not involved in it? Because this clearly sounds like that this person is playing with anal toys on their own.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, where is their wife's comfort level with it? And what is the barrier to it?
Yeah.
Because I know that for a lot of people, it's the poo factor.
Yeah.
It is just, oh, look, there's going to be poo. This is going to be messy and whatever. And sometimes it's just the idea even. It's maybe not even that, but it's just the idea that you're putting something in your anus. So, yeah, I would say, you know, again, we've talked before about anal play and being clean and how to prepare for anal play. So if you follow some of those procedures and you make sure that you're as clean as you can be, it will reduce that poo factor. And maybe that will make them more interested in it. Also, and you may have already done this, I don't know, but maybe even have butt plugs in while you're playing with your partner. And it's just part of the play, but it's not intrusive and it's not anything that's really going to impact her.
Yeah.
So maybe just kind of get her used to the idea of being around it in that fashion. And
I do think it is something that you can also, there's porn out there that is butt play light.
Mm.
And so there's some really good romantic porn where maybe a partner is going down on you, sticks a finger in your ass kind of thing. I think that's sort of an easy kind of entry into it. There's one of the things that apparently is the thing now for porn in 2020 and now 2021 is female on male rimming. Mm. FOM, I think is what, I don't know, something like that, rimming. And that's being like
FOMR.
Yeah, that Fommer. that's becoming more and more common, is seeing that heterosexual couples playing with rimming. And I think if you watch some of that porn or start mixing that porn in, you can bring in a little more interest into butt play, or find erotic stories that you can read to one another or something along that line.
And also, again, this is just really speculating and maybe not for this person, but maybe other couples, is sometimes the female's not really into it because they're afraid that, oh, you enjoy it, now you're going to try and push it on me.
Mm.
And so make it very clear that this is for my enjoyment only.
I am not interested in your ass.
Yeah.
I am only interested in my own.
Yeah. I mean, if you are, then that's great. That's fine. But that's not the point of this. This is for my own personal enjoyment. And also, you know, some people, it's just not their thing. So
yeah.
At some point, it's just not.
That's great. And it's okay. Great that it doesn't sound like she's yucking his yum.
Right. It does not. Yeah.
So, you know, maybe that is as much as you get is mm-hmm. the, look, do whatever you want when you're masturbating, but I don't want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
But I think that's kind of great. That's still something.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not that revulsion of, ooh, you're disgusting kind of thing. It's
still acceptance and it's still permission to do it
within
the relationship and within the boundaries. But yeah, it is very much of a, I understand that this is something that you need, maybe not something I'm into, but go right ahead and do it for yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say that most relationships have that at some level, is that I understand that this is something you need, but it's not something I'm into. And it's, you know, not always anal, but there are things between every couple, I would say, that are that way.
What are ours?
Well, one for you, for me, is sounding. You're not into it.
Oh, yeah, no, that's...
Yeah,
that is
but correct. I really, really, really enjoy it.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am not into sounding.
Uh-huh, no.
That is... No. Sounding off. Is there anything that like I like that you're not really into?
Because
you're
kind of
your kinks are promiscuous.
I'm sure there's something.
Your kinks get around. You like all kinks. Maybe. I don't know.
I would say sometimes anal play. Anal rimming. I have to be in the right mood for that. That's not always, yeah, I'll go to it.
Yeah, but like I'm happy doing it to you. And I guess that's true. And sometimes you're not into that either.
No.
Anyway. Yeah. Okay, fine. Fair enough. So see.
We'll have to think on that some more.
So see.
But I'm sure there is.
Even we have things that aren't always. Do we have time for one more?
I think we should save the next ones.
For a future podcast?
For a future podcast.
All right.
Because there are actually a couple of really, really good questions that you'll have to stay tuned until next week for.
All right. Oh. Fine. Jeez.
Yeah.
Hoarding questions, I tell you. So, if you want to send your questions to us, you can email us, theatomsoflove@gmail.com. You can message us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at By the By Podcast. You can go to our website, www.bythebuy.com.au, and submit to our form, which I think is how that one was submitted,
our question tonight. Yeah.
And if you want to just ask us directly and get a much faster response, you can always go to our Patreon page, patreon.com/bythebuypodcast. Become a member, get Discord, and ask us directly. We try to be very active on Discord every day. And we have a nice group of folks that are always chatting about. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was this week's podcast. Anything else you would like to say? Did I miss anything?
I would just like to say thank you to all of our listeners. We very much appreciate you out there.
We love you, folks. And we will chat at you next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.